The views and opinions expressed on this program are not necessarily those of this station, JVC Broadcasting Management, or its sponsors.
And welcome aboard, ladies and gentlemen. Jay Oliver here. It's another round of Ask the Medical Experts, of course, all surrounding the fantastic PBMC, Peconic Bay Medical Center in Riverhead. Got a good topic today regarding the pulmonary rehabilitation, what you need to know. Two great guests for the price of one. Kevin Patton is a PhD, respiratory manager, and Stephen Bove, also part of physical therapy and the cardiopulmonary rehabilitation process over at PBMC. We welcome both to the airwaves. Good morning, gentlemen. How are you?
Good morning. Thank you for having us.
Did I get it right? The first name, how do you pronounce that first name, Ms. Patton?
It's Kevin. You're correct.
There you go. I just want to make sure I have, just wanted to make sure I had that right. And Stephen, welcome aboard as well. Steve, we'll start with you. Can you start us out by telling our audience exactly, when we say pulmonary rehabilitation, what is that all about, sir?
So pulmonary rehab is a comprehensive exercise and education program. It's similar to outpatient physical therapy with the addition of respiratory therapy involved. So you'd come to us, our facility, 2 to 3 times per week, and you would exercise under the supervision of me. I'm a physical therapist, and my partner, Edgar, who is a respiratory therapist. While you're here, we monitor your oxygen levels, your heart rate, and your blood pressure. So it's a safe environment to work in.
It's interesting. We learned a lot about oxygen levels and everything else through COVID. We'll get into that. As far as the threshold and, the number that you should be aware of, just in case. We'll get into that a little bit later on. Kevin, what about some of the conditions that you treat and the overall benefits of pulmonary rehabilitation on your end?
So the main condition that we treat in our pulmonary rehab is COPD, which is chronic obstructive pulmonary disease. We also treat pulmonary fibrosis, post-operative and injury recovery, lung cancer, different forms of lung diseases such as bronchiectasis, asthma, emphysema. We do obesity-related hypoventilation, pulmonary embolism, and post-COVID syndrome. The benefits of the pulmonary rehab are to improve the quality of life, reduce hospitalization, fewer doctor's visits, decrease medication usage, and increase life expectancy. Stephen's also going to add on to the benefits.
Yeah, so over the last few months, we've had a lot of patients come through who are younger, a little bit surprising to a lot of people, between the ages of 30 and 50, who had COVID, improved after their recovery, and then kind of hit a plateau where they were not really back to their baseline from prior to having COVID. Many of them were on disability, not able to work. And we saw really great progress with those patients, improving in lung function, decreasing in depression scores, returning to work after just 1 or 2 months with us. So we were really excited to see that not only from a physiological level, we're improving their lung function, but we're also improving mood, quality of life, and really their ability to return to the life they knew before they had the virus.
Interesting stuff. And, especially with the virus, right? Kevin and Stephen, it really, you talk about respiratory and everything else. I don't think anything was more accentuated as far as breathing problems than what we've all discovered over the past 15 months. Because we do know that this COVID-19 attacks respiratory, right? So I'm sure it was accentuated even more as far as some of the great work you do, correct?
Oh, yeah, for sure. If you think about the quarantine of if you got the virus, you had to stay pretty much isolated to one room for 10 to 14 days, really not able to move around. So, while you're having respiratory issues, your muscles are also getting weaker. And then when you combine the two, you run into the situation of kind of a long road back. And I think it's taking some of the younger population a little bit longer to bounce back than we initially thought.
Question, we're talking pulmonary, ladies and gentlemen, what you need to do to strengthen and everything else. Now that we know a little bit more about the rehab process, Kevin, we'll go to you first. Tell us some specifics about PBMC and the program that's going on right now.
So we have a pulmonary function test room, which is required prior to the evaluation for pulmonary rehab. Some of our pulmonary offices perform their own tests on their facility, but we also have a machine here. The PFT lab is operated by our respiratory therapist, Egger, who also works in the pulmonary rehab program, which helps keep with the consistency of the continuity of care. The pulmonary rehab program typically consists of the initial evaluation, 12 weeks of exercise and education classes that meet 2 to 3 times a week. Each session is about 45 minutes to 1 hour long. During the class, the patient will exercise with continuous monitoring of the heart rate and oxygen levels in the pulmonary rehab team.
Oh, so there's a lot going on there. Interesting there. And you mentioned about the length and everything else. What is the patient to expect when all said and done here? Hopefully an overall strengthening, correct, and monitoring. And this is what all this testing is done for, correct?
Yes. It's for us to get a baseline so we can see where the lungs are at that point, the condition of the lungs, and then see what we need to do to help the patient improve.
That's important stuff. Very comprehensive, no question. Can you give us an example of a couple exercises a patient would do part of this whole process? What would be some of the things?
So our gym consists of, we have treadmills, sitting steppers, we have ellipticals, we have resistance weight machines, recumbent bikes, and then we even have free weights. So no two patients are alike, and we've had people who can only walk about 50 feet and have to come down to us in a wheelchair, to us higher-level patients who were getting on a treadmill and working on interval running. The free weights and the resistance machines allow us to titrate the exercise to, you know, as easy or as difficult as it needs to be, because, like we said, no two patients are the same. Every program is individualized to that person. That's why we do such a detailed evaluation when they come in to decide what's best for you.
Interesting. Talking with Kevin Patton, Stephen Bowe, so involved as far as the pulmonary process. Now, truth be told, you know, as a kid, guys, I suffered from asthma, you know, just from my allergies and everything else, and it still pops up to this day. Once in a blue moon. I haven't had a situation in a couple of years, but I've always found, because I love running, okay, I've always found that when you are not in the process of suffering, let's say from asthma, that it's good to run to kind of strengthen the lungs. Stephen, are you a believer in that as far as the overall process, you know, taking a jog, strengthening the lungs and whatnot? Getting yourself physically stronger in the breathing aspect. What about that situation?
Oh, definitely. So the big piece about pulmonary rehab especially is, you know, while improving the lung function, you know, at the physiological level is great, the biggest thing that we focus on is improving the strength of your legs and your arms and your core muscles. When they're stronger, they're more efficient at using oxygen. It allows you to do more with less shortness of breath. And that's really the main driving force behind pulmonary rehab. And then while you're doing that, we give you, you know, breathing exercises to help strengthen your diaphragm, being another muscle that we can strengthen as well. So in the combination of the two, you get the best kind of bang for your buck in the sense of improving your breathing.
Good. Kevin, let's go to you on this. What about the team itself? Who's on the pulmonary rehab team, and how about each person contributes to a patient's care? Everybody has a role, correct?
Yes. So our team consists of medical doctors who are under the director of Dr. Walger, who oversees our program and is a well-renowned pulmonologist in the area with extensive experience in treatment of pulmonary diseases. The medical team meets with our patients in the rehab and the rehab team every 30 days to review the treatment plan and progression. Our program is run by Stephen, who is a physical therapist, and Egger, a respiratory therapist. Stephen manages the exercise program, while Egger provides education on the breathing exercises and techniques.
All right, so you got everybody has a responsibility, it seems, without question. Now, how would I know if I'm a good candidate, Stephen? Got about a minute and a half for the break. A good candidate for the rehab. What would a doctor recommend it? Why would a doctor recommend it to me?
A doctor would recommend it to you if you're getting out of breath doing your daily activities like walking, getting changed, doing household chores, if your breathing is impaired to the point where it's affecting your ability to do your daily tasks, pulmonary rehab can definitely be a good option for you. Many of our local physicians out here in Riverhead are familiar with our program. We have referral forms in a lot of those offices, so they just check a few boxes on there, sign off on it, and send it over to our fax. And then once it gets to us, you know, we can reach out to the patient and kind of connect all the dots to get them started.
Yeah, it's important stuff. And, you know, once you're a candidate, that's when the process begins. Great stuff. We're going to continue conversations. Very important topic with the pulmonary rehabilitation, everything happening at the great PBMC. We'll come back to that conversation right after these words. Ladies and gentlemen, Jay Oliver here, another round of Ask the Medical Experts, all involving, of course, the great medical institution out in Riverhead, the Conic Bay Medical Center. Now, we're talking pulmonary today. We're talking rehabilitation, what you need to know. Of course, it's a very important time with COVID and respiratory and strengthening, and we know about COPD and everything else. PBMC has some great stuff in place to strengthen you. Hopefully, you're getting back to normal somewhat here. So very important topic. Let's talk safety for a second. Kevin, I'll go to you first. What kind of protocols are kind of set in place right now? A lot of people have that in mind, COVID, that type of thing. What is the center doing right now regarding safety for the folks out there?
Well, we currently have the standard infection control policy that we follow and consists of cleaning practice of the equipment. And we have placed out our equipment 6 feet apart, and everybody in the gym is required to wear a mask. Since COVID, we have created new infection control guidelines to start with the patient having a COVID test or showing proof of vaccination. Once the patient arrives, they go through the screening process at the front desk before coming into our gym. Equipment is cleaned after every patient, and the proper drying time is ensured before the next patient uses the machine. We have hand sanitizers around the gym that are easy to access. For our pulmonary function testing room, we use disposable one-patient use devices, and the machine is cleaned to the infection control standards set by the company. Our testing times are spaced out to ensure that the pulmonary testing room has proper time to recycle the air prior to the next test, so that way we can keep everything safe for everybody.
Like you got to go, no question. Stephen, why does this program sound so outstanding? I mean, listen, truth be told here, PBMC does it right all the time, and they've only gotten better in time. Is this all part of that whole process, that way of thinking regarding Conic Bay? I mean, it just sounds like this program is lights out here.
Yeah, we take a very serious look at an interdisciplinary approach. So a lot of most of the respiratory therapy programs and pulmonary rehab consists of either just a physical therapist or just a respiratory therapist. We took both and put them together, so that's a rare thing to offer in a pulmonary rehab. We have free valet parking up front, so if you can't walk very far, all you have to do is pull your car to the front doors. They can valet park your car for free, and wheelchairs are present there. And then we also consider it more than just breath retraining and exercise. So we have a licensed medical social worker on staff that screens every patient. Mental health is important, and it's been very difficult for a lot of patients who suffer from chronic disease, and even younger patients or patients who had COVID who didn't have chronic disease prior, dealing with some mental health issues. So our social worker reaches out to every patient that comes through the program and is available to help them get the resources they might need to improve their mental health along the way. And then the last piece of the program that we put together is we have a licensed dietitian who puts together a diet class. So all the patients will gather, you know, one time throughout the course of their rehab, stay with us, and they'll go through a diet class that teaches you better ways to eat, because your diet can also affect your lung function and your breathing as well. So we try and take every piece, put it together to give everyone the optimum outcome.
That's great stuff. We're talking pulmonary, folks, PBMC. Stephen, I'll stay with you on this regarding insurance. Now, a lot of people, you know, listen, it comes down to dollars and cents. Is it covered, not covered? How does insurance kind of navigate through all of this stuff?
So the process starts with us getting a referral from the doctor. We have an office manager who can then verify the insurance for the patient before anything gets going. And then before the patient even steps in the door, we touch base with them and say, hey, your copay is $15 a session or you're 100% covered. We accept most major insurances. We really have had very few issues with getting patients in as far as insurance goes.
So you don't have to worry about that as far as that is concerned. It's always on everybody's mind about insurance. You know, is it covered, not covered? Kevin, what about people having questions? What is the best way to get some information on this stuff?
So anyone can contact Stephen and Edgar at the Pulmonary Rehab Center, the medical center. Their phone number is 631-548-6808. They're there Monday through Friday, 7:30 to 4, and they can, anybody after hours can always leave a message, and they will get back to them by the next day.
Everything is done by the next day and everything else. That is amazing. You know, I wanted to get to the oxygen levels because I think that's important. And, you know, you're talking to somebody who had COVID. I had COVID way back in time last July. You know, one of the things I would always do because, you know, my wife's a nurse and everything else, and she had certain things brought home. But, you know, it was one of these oximeters, Stephen, right? You put your finger in, and I was checking my levels all the time just in case. Because, as mentioned again, you know, I'm an asthma guy from way back, and, you know, something that stays with you, although it doesn't rear its ugly head a lot. But it's something to kind of keep in mind. I mean, talk to me a little bit about the monitoring of oxygen levels, even at home, that one should do here.
Yeah, so monitoring your oxygen level is important, especially when you have a chronic disease like asthma or COPD or emphysema, because a lot of times in the chronic disease, it can be a telltale sign of what might be an exacerbation coming up. So people will typically know what's normal for them. I mean, by the book, normal would be 90% or better. But once you see those levels start to drift down from where you are every day, if you have COPD, that could be a sign that you're starting to go into an exacerbation, and that can give you a lot of information. So if you see your doctor early enough, they can prevent you from winding up back in the emergency room. It's definitely a valuable thing to have at home, and they're very cheap and easy to use.
And that's so important, no question about it, you know, to keep monitoring and everything else. And so vital to make sure you keep those numbers in place. Kevin, what about the process, you know, of everything one has gone through over the last year and a half of the pandemic? Do you see spikes as far as all happening pulmonary-wise, especially now? Is it a greater populace of patients kind of coming in with a rehab and going on right now? Do you find that now regarding the numbers?
Yes, we are seeing more post-COVID patients coming in for rehab at this point, as well as a mix of the COPDers.
That's important enough. Stephen, what about the technology involved? You know, it seems like we've made advancements for so long in so many different areas in the medical field. What about in the pulmonary end of things? I mean, is it something that is happening now? Do we have more things coming down the pike to kind of look forward to and make your jobs a lot easier? What about that aspect, my friend?
I think as far as the pulmonary rehab goes and the technology, so we talked about the incentive of the pulse oximeters and how they can check your oxygen level at home. The ones we use in the gym actually connect to our monitors by Bluetooth. So while you're exercising, the monitor on your wrist is transmitting data to our computer all the time, and it logs the lowest oxygen level for every exercise you do, so that when the session's over, I can sit down and I can comb through all of the data that it collected, and we can make sure that everything is happening safely, aside from the real-time data that we can always see up on the computers.
You know, I hear a lot about COPD these days. Just give the folks an idea. Is it treatable? Is it some permanency involved with this? Is it something one has to live with? But obviously, you can strengthen yourself. Give me a little idea regarding COPD.
Well, it's a disease process that's not treatable but preventable to progress as quickly through exercise, the rehab, doing the proper nutrition. Right medication can help prevent the progress from escalating rapidly to the point that you're not able to have any of these treatments at that point.
Fascinating stuff, guys. Kevin, one more time, people listening have questions. What would be the best way, once again, to give more information out here?
The best way is to call 631-548-6808, and you can speak to Edgar or Steven down our rehab Monday through Friday, 7:30 a.m. to 4 p.m. You can leave a message, and the guys will get back to you by the next day.
There you go. You guys got it going in a really good way. Keep up the fantastic work as far as getting people in good shape. And rehabilitation is so key to all of this if you're suffering from any type of cardiopulmonary type situations, respiratory situations. The rehabilitation process is a way to get you back up to speed, without question. Kevin Patton, Stephen Bove, thank you so much for giving us these types of great info and tips and everything else.
Thank
appreciate
you
it all.
Thank
appreciate
you.
It all. Thank you, Stephen. Jay Oliver here. There you go. Another round of Ask the Medical Experts, all involving, of course, the fantastic PBMC, Peconic Bay Medical Center. Until next week, we'll do it again, and have a wonderful, wonderful rest of your Saturday, ladies and gentlemen. Stay well.
The views and opinions expressed on this program are not necessarily those of this station, JVC Broadcasting Management, or its sponsors.